I was conscious when asked to give a testimony that we don't preach ourselves, but the Lord Jesus Christ, and yet we can certainly speak to the grace that He has given in our lives, and to Him be all glory. Like Dr. Beatty, I too was raised in a godly home, godly grandparents, godly aunties, uncles, elders, pastors, in the north of Scotland. The Lord's Day, we worship the Lord in His house, family worship, morning and evening, every day, Wednesday night, prayer meetings. I was immersed in the scriptures growing up. From a child, I've known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make one wise unto salvation. And yet, I was blind. I did not see. I once was a stranger, as the chain said, to grace and to God, and knew not my danger nor felt my load. I would say I have conviction of sin to some degree in my early years. And it probably was not until my upper teen years that I really think the Lord worked in me saving. It's hard for me to tell. I can't put a time, I can't put a date, I can't put a specific text upon it. I can put a time period. Sometimes looking back, you think, was it saved then? Then why did I do this? I remember a text that after the Lord had worked in me, if it is so, why am I thus? If I indeed am a child of God, why is sin? So I think one of the things to bear in mind is that often people who are born and raised in church circles and not outwardly rebellious, say, might find it more difficult to find a text, as it were, on their conversion. But there certainly were sermons and events that give in my mind a clear indication that this was the time the Lord was working. And I remember quite distinctly, actually, February 1999. I said I got a date and a time. I'm not saying this was it necessarily, but February 1999, I'm about 17, 18. It's a communion, Lord's Day, Sabbath morning. It's Alfred MacDonald, who preached till he was 95, I think, and died a year or two ago. Read John Owen repetitively. He was a powerful preacher in the north of Scotland. He preached on Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 1. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley. And the thing that would make me think that there was something there that day was I came out of that service saying to myself, I've seen something today that I've never seen before. And I believe the same sweetness, the same scent, if you will, of the fragrance of Christ that I smelled and saw that day, I have to this day. But there were other things, like the death of my grandfather. My grandfather was an elder, and in our background, the elder would exhort. You'd never say he was preaching, but he was exhorting. The last time I heard him preach or exhort, he was speaking on the words of Joshua, which used you this day, and you will serve the gods on this side and that side of the river. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now, I don't remember anything he said in that sermon now, but what struck me then, what struck me a few months later when he died, was that was true of him. He lived the street of God. We were in his house almost every day. I remember him sitting down with me and singing Psalm 1, singing Psalm 25. We sang these songs together. But he was a quiet man, generally. But there was something about his life, this was a reality to him. Christ was real, Christ was precious, he loved God's house, he loved God's day, he loved God's worship, he loved God's people. His house served the Lord. And when he died, and this text in my mind chooses to say, whom you will serve, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I mean, my grandfather has something I don't have, and I want the God of my grandfather. And I sought the Lord earnestly, and he found me. And there's other things to say. I do think I came to a liberty, by the way. I believe I was converted before this time, but I came to a liberty in the gospel about a year later. Another Lord's Day communion Sabbath morning sermon, Psalm 84, verse 9. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. And this sermon, in many ways, is a simple one. Look away from me. Lord, look away from me. But behold, O God, our shield. And there's this agreement. God's coming and saying, behold my son. Now, we're so busy beholding ourselves and our sin and our, can I be this or one of the elect? And the Lord's saying, behold my son. And suddenly faith comes and says, yes, Lord, behold, O God, our shield, look upon the face of thy anointed. And there's this agreement. And that day I saw Christ, I believe, in his glory. And then with the call to the ministry, that's my testimony is different to Dr. Beebe's in some ways. I don't think I'm going to say the same thing twice in any, because there's so many things that I think about and could say. But my time of conversion wasn't crystal clear in my mind. But I can say, whereas I was blind, now I see. The same for the calling of the ministry. It wasn't like this decisive moment, but it was something that built in me from a child. I remember in what I think was my lost days, weeping over lost sinners. I'm feeling this burden for people who didn't know the gospel. And I don't know as far as I know. Of course, I had two very godly aunties in Glasgow. They lived together, they were both sinners, and I used to preach in Jonathan. My dad said I used to take a good hour and a half of the sermon too, so I kept them warm, I promise I won't do that today. But I had a sense of a burden early on, and I could push it away. I came, as Stephen said, to teach in Ontario. I met Dr. Beakey in the seminary then, it was 2006-07. I went back to Scotland to teach inner city Glasgow, inner city Edinburgh. And I just, I was on the verge of promotion here and there. It's a strange analogy, but I felt like I was flying in a spider's web. The more I was trying to get away from this sense of calling for ministry, the more entangled I was becoming in it. I couldn't not. And so, one thing led to another. I prayed over this. Sought the Lord's guidance. Texts were coming to my mind, certainly, but applied to Puritan Reform in 2010, came there. I think the Lord really confirmed that sense of ministry when I began to preach in the churches and maybe even practice preaching as well. So that's my story, as it were. It sounds maybe a bit of a ramble, but my wanderings all, the psalmist says, what they have been, the Lord, thou knowest. Their number, too, into thy bottle, thou hast put my tears. Are they not in thy